time to take a break with Gene and Mary. Every weekday at noon Eastern Time, join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a free gift every week.
Whoop, 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 whoop. Warning. Side effects may include jocularity, increased knowledge, and a great way to spend 15 minutes.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just was thinking about, we always talk about the jocularity and the knowledge, but I mean, that's the essence. That's what we do. We bring jocularity and knowledge into the lives of people all over the world in, what,
67 countries as of this recording.
Ooh, thank you for listening, everybody. We really appreciate it. We love you very much. Reach out and tell us how, if you like us, if you want to talk about other stuff, definitely.
Yeah. Appreciate it. We have 6 shows on Be Unique Radio. I'd love to know if Take a Break with Gene and Mary is one of your favorites.
Ah.
If it's not, tell us that and we'll just stop, you know.
No. It's too fun.
We have fun whether you do or not.
Well, I know one listener did. I talked to a listener who had fun, so we're good. But we want everybody else to have fun too with us. Come on.
Yes, and we've got several fans. What, 3?
No. No, actually, we have a lot of fans. I think we have a lot of silent fans.
I think we have, see, I catch myself sometimes doing that on social media.
Mm-hmm.
I will scroll and I'll read and I'll just get caught up in what I'm reading. I don't even take time always to click the like button, let alone comment.
Right.
So people don't always know. I will say that if you're interested in keeping up with us, we'd love to have you as one of our followers. Because all of our followers get an extra entry into our opportunity box.
Yeah.
As the first follower, every time we see a follower for the first time, you get an additional entry into the box.
And it's not hard. If you just go to Be Unique Radio,
mm-hmm.
and they'll ask you to create an account, which is basically nothing more than putting in your email address and doing a password. And the reason they do that is so that they can send you the reminder to, hey, the show's getting ready to start today.
And that's on blogtalkradio.com. And then you just put in a /, Be Unique Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Or go to blogtalkradio.com and type in the search bar for Be Unique. And you can just put BUNEKE and you will find us.
Yeah.
So today I have a word of the day.
Yes, please. I've been looking forward to that.
It's kind of a customary thing that we do here.
Well, yeah.
At Take a Break with Gene and Mary.
Yeah. Customary.
Customary is actually the word of the day.
Oh my goodness, look at us.
And it is customary for us to have a word of the day.
Look at us.
And that means it's according to the customs or usual practices associated with a particular society, place, or circumstance. Well, the circumstance is Gene and Mary.
Yeah, that's our circumstance.
It's customary to have a word of the day. It's customary to mark an occasion with a toast. It's customary for me to forget what I'm trying to say sometimes.
Yeah.
Customary for Gene to get stage fright when we ask him a question he's not prepared for. You know, it just means it's something familiar. It's accepted. It's kind of an established or confirmed way of doing things. It's according to a person's habitual practice. I put the kettle on for our customary cup of tea. And when Gene and I get together for to meet together physically in the studio. We don't always. Sometimes we do this through Zoom, and sometimes we do it physically in the studio. And it's usually customary for him to walk in with a cup of coffee. I have a cup of tea already. Sometimes we bring breath mints. Sometimes we bring snacks. It's just whatever. But it's customary for us to do this. And we're talking today about customary things, but I wanted to give you a little idea of the origin. It's from late Middle English, from medieval Latin, customarius, from costuma, from Anglo-Norman French custom, costume. Yeah, well, okay, pretty much all the same words over and over again. It's customary for the word to repeat itself. And we're talking about that because we had Barb do some research into habits. And Gene and I want to talk about habits and the difference between habits and rituals. But first, I want to make sure that I honor Barb's research by going over it. Because Sometimes I forget to do that, and then we're rushing at the end of the show. So she had created a list of ways to break habits. And you have to visualize. And we'll talk in a minute about what habits and rituals are.
Yeah.
But you all know. You're smart. If you weren't smart, you wouldn't be listening to us. I said that right, didn't I? Only the smartest people listen to Take a Break with Gene and Mary.
Of course, that's right.
Yeah. You visualize yourself without that habit. Say you are in the habit of smoking cigarettes.
Yes.
And you want to quit. You want to break the habit. Imagine yourself without a cigarette. You practice mindfulness, which is being conscious or aware of something. I've seen people who were habitual smokers. Before they finished one cigarette, they would light the other cigarette with the butt of the one they were smoking.
Yeah.
They never stopped smoking. The only time they didn't smoke was at, you know, in bed while they were sleeping.
And you know, when I was in my 20s and I smoked in bed.
Did
an
you?
Ashtray beside the bed.
Oh,
and
I'd
read and smoke before I went to sleep.
That's wild.
It's amazing. I mean, when I was a kid, they smoked in the teacher's lounge.
Oh,
my
yeah.
dad was a teacher, and I'd go in there and place full of smoke.
Full of smoke. People never thought anything of it.
But it was a habit. Definitely a habit. However, could it be a ritual?
We're going to talk about that in a minute.
Oh, okay.
We're
okay.
not ready for that yet.
Okay, okay.
One way to break a habit is to replace the old habit with something new and positive.
Yes, I did that when I was losing weight. I used to be 350 pounds because I ate, you know, tons of chicken wings and nachos and beers and all that. And so I tried dieting and I couldn't because I was hungry. Well, so I figured out, I got this list out of a book of things I could enjoy freely. And guess who ate the ever-loving daylights out of everything on that list? I was always stuffed.
Uh-huh.
And I did it for 2 years and lost all that weight and never went hungry.
And it comes down to balance.
Balance?
Balance. You balance out the bad with the good.
Yeah. Still had the same habit, but instead of 20 chicken wings, it was 20
and that's,
fruits, vegetables.
That's why it helps a lot of people to go on Weight Watchers or the TOPS programs or other peer weight loss groups because they help hold you accountable. And having someone hold you accountable. In fact, my son that I talk about a lot, I talk about both of them. But Matt once had some very dangerous habits. And he was homeless for a while. And one of the conditions, he had a friend who said, you can crash on my couch for free, but I have a condition. You come to church with me all the time. Every time I go to church, you need to be there. Mm-hmm. And Matt figured that was a cheap price for rent in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So he stayed with him and went to church, and he kicked some very nasty habits very quickly. He stopped his promiscuous lifestyle. He stopped drinking. He stopped smoking. He stopped taking illicit drugs of all sorts. And he still vapes, but he doesn't do any of the illegal things.
Interesting.
Another way to break your habits is to identify what makes you do them. It's, you know, we talked about how it's habitual for Gene and me to get together in the studio with a cup of coffee or a cup of tea. If I think that I need to stop drinking tea, then I would say, okay, well, this cup makes me want to drink tea.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I see this tea or every time I see this particular drink, I want it.
That's your trigger.
That's my trigger. So I would have to identify that and find a way to get around it.
It sure worked for me when I quit smoking cigarettes.
Yeah.
I smoked 20, say what, a pack and a half a day for 20 years, and I visualized myself. I knew every time that I lit up a cigarette was when I got on the phone, when I walked out the door, when I got behind the wheel of a car. And so when I knew I was getting ready to do those things, I grabbed a piece of this gum that's like a nicotine supplement, and I'd give it a couple chews about 60 seconds before I went and got myself in that situation. I didn't have like nicotine withdrawals because I was already prepared. I did slap my chest a lot where the cigarettes used to sit in the pocket every time I walked out the door or got on the phone. But yeah, it really worked because I knew ahead of time and I wasn't succumbing and having discomfort because I wasn't doing what I always did. I was ready ahead of time. And it works. Visualize.
Visualizing it.
What you're going to be doing instead of.
But you also have to be kind to yourself as you go through the process.
Yes.
Don't beat yourself up and say, it's a bad habit. It's stupid to do this. I'm a low count, no good.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
Can't believe I'm smoking again. So you say, I can believe that I'm not going to smoke anymore after this. Or I deserve to be a better person. I'm doing this for myself. I want to be healthy, so I'm not going to eat five pieces of, you know, whatever, five hamburgers.
Oh my goodness, that's so true. Because you get to where you the feeling that you got that was a pleasurable feeling is no longer pleasurable, because you can turn your thoughts into how you feel when you don't do it.
Yes,
as being
yes.
better and more pleasurable.
And it takes time. Whatever you do, it takes time.
Mm-hmm.
And I promised Jean that we would talk about the difference between habits and rituals. That was the end of our list from Barb. Thank you, Barb.
Thanks, Barb.
The difference between a habit and a ritual is that a habit is something you do repeatedly for the purpose of doing the action. I smoke a cigarette because I have a cigarette. I smoke a cigarette because I'm driving. I smoke a cigarette because I'm on the phone. I eat. In fact, I was once, I worked in a job where people actually brought me gifts of chocolate because they knew that I loved chocolate. Mm-hmm. And I ate chocolate habitually and said that it was a stress reliever. And they learned that I liked the better chocolate, so they would buy me the better chocolate. Interestingly enough, though, since I've been eating a lot more vegetables and fruit, my desire for chocolate has waned.
Hmm.
I still like it, but it's not the end of the world if I don't have chocolate.
Wow.
Cool. I would probably eat half a pound of chocolate a day back in those days.
Wow.
And I do good. I would say if I eat a half a pound of chocolate in 3 months, that might be overestimating. Don't eat it.
Wow. Yeah. I eat that in probably a couple days.
But when I do eat chocolate, it becomes part of a ritual for me. Like my tea drinking. I do drink alcohol. And when I drink alcohol, I am drinking the stuff that comes off the top shelf.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a ritual for me. It is not habitual. I don't have to toss back six beers every day, but I might drink six cocktails, six martinis, or six mojitos in a year.
Mm-hmm.
But when I do it, it's ritualistic. It's something done repeatedly with a purpose outside of the actual action. In fact, I think we've done a show about rituals before bedtime.
Yeah.
You know, and part of the ritual is what helps people sleep well. If you know that you're going to go to bed and have trouble sleeping, develop a ritual that tells your body it's time to wind down. Don't stop watching television or stop listening to the podcast or stop the computer and, you know, turn it off and go jump in bed. For a lot of people, taking a shower is part of their bedtime ritual. Brushing your teeth, brushing your hair, putting on pajamas can be ritualistic.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people read before they go to sleep as part of their bedtime ritual or routine.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps everything. It helps your mind understand, now it's time to do this.
I think you're right. Keeping a rhythm.
Keeping a rhythm, yeah.
I know that about, 6 or 8 months ago, maybe a little less than a year ago for sure, I went back to my childhood ritual of saying evening prayers and just doing it, not because it was a habit, but because I wanted to get what the prayers were supposed to give you.
Yes.
And I had been away from it for so long. It's just been amazing how they work. I mean, all I have to do is do the ritual to achieve what I want to the universe to give me. And once go ahead and about my life. And eventually, it's going to come around.
Exactly.
Might not be tomorrow. And boy, I'll tell you what, when it comes, sometimes it comes in bucket loads. Get ready. Woo-hoo! The ritual has changed, you know, it's changed the way that all the energy and things happen in my life, because I'm every day I'm saying, hey, this is the thing I want to happen in my life. I'm really grateful for this. And let's go to sleep.
I like that.
And it works. It just
it does. And
a
part of our ritual is ending the show.
Oh, man, it is.
It is time.
Oh, all right. Well, we're sure happy everybody chose to take a break with Jean and Mary today. Really do appreciate it. Look forward to hearing from you guys online. Check us out on our Facebook page, Be Unique Radio. You can check us out at our website, beunique.org. And you can find out details of all of our great shows.
That's BUNEKE.org. Bye, everybody.
Bye.